KGGF News Time 8:10 here on this Tuesday. Happy you're with us, and we're excited to be joined now by our next guest here this morning, the Generalissimo of Neowalla this year in Independence, Sabrina Overfield. Sabrina, good morning. Thanks so much for your time. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Excited. For those that don't know that are listening to this program, I moved here in the first week of October of last year. So the first like event I experienced when I moved to Independence was Neowalla, and it's just such a cool experience. It's so unique to this area, and it's an absolute blast, and I couldn't have asked for a better way to kind of get acclimated to Southeast Kansas.
That's a great way to welcome yourself to this area, that's for sure, but it's the biggest celebration in the state of Kansas, and we're very proud of that.
Absolutely, as you should be. And I mean, it took me way too long. I will say it took me way too long to realize that it's just Halloween spelled backwards, but.
Right.
So we're excited, of course, of the 2023 rendition coming up. What's some stuff that's going to be maybe new or different this year than years past?
Well, it's not different, but it's pretty exciting because we're having kind of someone pretty exciting back to town. We call them our hometown boys, and that's the Oak Ridge Boys. They're going to close out Neowalla this year on October 28th at 7:30 at our Memorial Hall. And the exciting thing is, say, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, tickets for that event will go on sale at 9 o'clock on Neowalla.com.
Very, very cool. And one of my favorite things about Neowalla and what I've learned very quickly is there's something for everyone to enjoy over the course of the celebration. I mean, you have musicals, you have a 5K, 10K run, you have a barbecue cook-off. I mean, there's everything you can think of over the course of this, you know, this week plus. And I think, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, if you just go out and you experience it a little bit, you'll find something you end up really, really enjoying.
You really said it. There's something for everyone. And it kicks off in 45 days. Can you believe it? From today? There's also a musical that I'm very excited about that's going to start that off right after the barbecue that Saturday on the 21st. The musical this year is Beauty and the Beast. And that's a Disney classic. So they've already started practicing hard for that, the whole crew. And it's going to be a wonderful show as well.
Great to hear. And something that I'm interested in hearing is, of course, your role this year as a Generalissimo. What's kind of been your, your experience with that? What's been, you know, some of the funs about it? What's been some of the challenges with it? But take me through this experience of getting, you know, the whole event prepared.
Well, the Generalissimo job for me actually started probably a year and a half ago when I started speaking to people about bringing a professional show back on Saturday night. I'm a hometown Independence girl, so I grew up my whole life with Neowalla, and it's a big part of my life and my heart, and I just wanted to bring back an old-fashioned time Neowalla, but I'm down to 45 days, so there's days that I wake up, like this morning I woke up at 5 o'clock thinking, okay, what's on the agenda for today for Neowalla? And working full time, so my wheels are spinning every day. But the challenges of it all, thank goodness we're out of the COVID stages, because that was a big challenge for the committee and the board to put Neowalla on. But now that we're back in full force, I have great volunteers and a great board, and we've just made it through exceptionally well. So I can't really say it's just a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun work, too. And I'm very honored to be Generalissimo this year.
I'm glad you mentioned that because you are, I mean, no matter what you're doing in life, you're only as good as, you know, your support system. And I'm glad you mentioned, you know, the people that are helping you put this together. But I'm curious, you know, like I'm sure there has been, you know, a lot of days where there's some maybe high anxiety about on if something's going to get done or on if something's going to fall apart or if something is going to go the way you envisioned it. And then a lot of days, I'm sure, where, you know, it's very exciting and very rewarding, of course, putting on the biggest celebration in the state of Kansas. So what's the balance like for you? How do you make sure, you know, the highs don't get too high, the lows don't get too low, and, you know, we reset every single day?
You're exactly right. Well, as I said, my support system, I have a wonderful set of hundreds of volunteers that come out to support. It's just wonderful to see even the surrounding communities support us and our sponsors that we have to put this festival on. We couldn't do it without them, but how I reset is I have a wonderful strong family system. My parents, my husband, my children, my grandchildren. So I look to them for downtime, and I had to do that this weekend, as a matter of fact, over the long weekend. So I'm ready to get back in full force today.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Sabrina Overfield, Generalissimo of Neowalla, good enough to join us this morning. And so for people like maybe that I was in that boat last year, for people that are maybe new to the area or new to Neowalla, or people, you know, of course, plenty of people come into town that are from out of Independence, and maybe they're experiencing it for the first time this year. What would be, you know, your sales pitch to kind of get people to, if they're on the fence about it, get them fully engaged in it?
Oh, my gosh. That's a real easy one for me. First of all, to find out everything you can experience about Neowalla, please go to our new website that we've just refurbished just a couple of months ago, neowalla.com, and it has everything very easy to maneuver, all our events, all our activities, when tickets go on sale, when headquarters will open. And I tell you what, if you can't find something here that you'll enjoy, I don't know where you're going to find it, because we have everything during this festival. Three parades, we even have a Queen Mila, like we mentioned, you know, the carnival, the food. And talk about the food. I mean, you'll go home so full every single night with the variety of food stands we'll have this year.
Certainly.
So I'm really looking forward to Neowalla 2023 and experiencing it with everybody. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah, I am too. And you're absolutely correct about the food. I mean, I learned that very quick. No, and I think, you know, something that, you know, it's a little bit of a culture shock sometimes, because I knew, you know, I took a job out here, and I knew I was moving to a town of about 9,000 people. And I get here the weekend before Neowalla, and then all of a sudden it's a town of about 75,000 people. And
it
gets crazy pretty fast. So, but it's a ton of fun. And one of my favorite parts about it, of course, not just with this celebration, but year-round, the people of Southeast Kansas, you know, so welcoming, so friendly, and that really kind of amps it up a level. The events are great, and the celebration is great, but the people make it even better.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that, and we're happy to have you here as well. And thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Before we say goodbye, any way that people who maybe have questions or want to know more information can reach you or reach people that can answer those questions?
Yes. Go, as I said, to our Neowalla website. We have a phone number on there that you can call, and one of my wonderful committee members or myself will get back to you and answer those questions, or you can even leave us an email, and we'll answer those as well.
Fantastic. Well, Sabrina, thank you so much for the call this morning. We do appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you and Neowalla here in just a month or so.
Well, I look forward to it, too. And please, I hope everyone goes online tomorrow morning to get their tickets for the Oak Ridge Boys, 9 o'clock.
There you go. Oak Ridge Boys, 9 o'clock. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Shay. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Take care. And appreciate Sabrina joining us here this morning. And we got so much more where that came from. We're still going to be joined by Susie McIntyre. Chris Freund had a great interview with her, the sister of Reba McIntyre. I know most of you have heard the name Reba McIntyre, but we'll get into that here at 8:35. We also have Lisa Wilson, Independence Coffeeville, or Independence Chamber of Commerce. I'm sorry, I don't know how I mixed those words up. Independence Chamber of Commerce Direct President Lisa Wilson joining us at 10:10 this morning. So happy you're with us. Here on this Tuesday edition, we're back to normal programming today. We were a little bit, you know, different yesterday with the holiday, and we do appreciate your patience, but we're back today, and excited to be back. James on vacation this week, so you'll have to forgive me if I don't do everything the way James does stuff. I try my best. He left me 9 pages of notes, so I do appreciate him for that, but we're going to do the best we can to get through this week. James will be back a week from today on Tuesday the 12th, so you only have to put up with me for a week.